Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. Round and round, round and round. I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around. Stronger than ever. Back to get wrecked. All respect to those who break their necks to keep their hopes in check. Cause though they sweat above a major league. And I don't know why your girl keeps paging me. She tell me that she needs me. Cries when she leaves me. And every time she sees me, she squeeze me. Lady, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey yo, bust it. Baby, got a problem saying bye bye. Just another hazard of a fly guy. Your ass why don't matter. My pockets got fatter. Now everybody's looking for the ladder. And ain't no meaning being greedy. You wanna see me, try to keep a number, baby, when you need it. And I'll be there in a jiffy. Don't be picky, just be happy with this quickie. But when you learn, you can't time it down, baby, dog. Check it out. I get around.
I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, how'd you like to waste some time? And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki grind. Woke up the next morning, Nikki wasn't there. I looked all over, all I found was a phone number on the stairs. It says, thank you for a funky time. Call me up whenever you want to grind.
The following internet radio show is for mature audiences only. That means, boys and girls, you must be 18 years of age or older to listen.
Sexual intercourse is without question the most intimate act that a man and a woman can engage in. Do you know that in some countries, if a woman is found to have had sex with anyone other than her husband, her reputation is stained for life, and in some cases, she is prevented from being perceived as marriage material ever again. There was a time that even in this country, premarital sex and casual non-relationship sex was considered very, very taboo, and it was highly frowned upon by most in society. Nowadays, though, the idea of remaining celibate into marriage is almost a laughable, let alone an unrealistic notion. Tonight, I don't have an invited guest to interview because I will be engaging in another one of my provocative and even at times controversial topics that is part of my open discussion forum format. This evening, I am asking my male and female listeners point blank. Do you feel uncomfortable carrying on a long-term monogamous relationship with a partner who you know has had multiple sex partners in their past? Are you ready to compete with the memories of a powerful sexual chemistry that your current partner had with an ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, or ex-spouse? Are you egotistically secure enough to move forward with a relationship when you know deep down that your partner still has an unresolved emotional attachment for a former partner or lover? Warning for my listeners. More than likely, this will not be a tame PG-13 discussion. At times, I anticipate that this discussion will get down and dirty and inevitably become somewhat X-rated in nature. So move the children and young teenagers out of the room while you listen to this episode. Are you ready to open up and express your thoughts on the idea of sexual soul ties, overcoming your partner's emotional attachment to his or her former partner, promiscuous behavior prior to marriage? If you're up for the challenge, then call into my listener hotline at 646-478-5710 so you can gain the opportunity tonight to get up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. This is going to be a hot one, folks.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is this the Alan Roger Curry of Mode 1 fame? Oh, my God.
You're really good at this.
I gotta ask you, do you feel that black men have some type of unwritten obligation to date and bury someone in a race? You do?
I think they do. I think white people should date white people. I think black people should date black people.
Now, how did you come up with this idea to go to Italy with the women?
With the women, right. I just got so tired of hearing all my male friends talk about Brazil and how great Brazil is for them.
When I was growing up, I would go and hear about black women complaining about white women are stealing our men. Don't complain about your goods being stolen if you casually leave them on the front porch.
Have sex. Enjoy your life.
You know, men really want women to have standards. They really do. And I don't know how we got off of the mark there, but men do like classy women, and they want women to have standards.
I think you can be single and be very, very happy, and I think it's about taking the pressures off about being married.
I'm not saying that you should disrespect a woman. Never disrespect your woman, but the key is to not let her walk all over you.
Romantic love is very volatile. People don't realize it. And it is a drug. People don't realize it. Men and women do stupid things. Not all men, but sometimes you'll do something stupid.
I think it's a turn-on because just to see that person, just to enjoy themselves and just to watch them touching that person and making them feel good, I think that's kind of sexy, actually.
Yo, yo! Mode 1! This is Gerard McClendon from Chicago Tonight and the McClendon Report. Right now you're listening to Upfront and Straightforward with my good friend, Alan Roger Curry. Mode 1, let the women know, fellas, what you're really thinking. Ha ha, Alan Roger Curry.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. We're on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network, and I'm your host, Alan Roger Curry. And today is Thursday, March 4th. Had a nice day here in the Chicagoland area, man. It was between 40 and 45 degrees. To me, it felt like it was about 85 degrees because it's been cold than a mofo up in the Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana region, but today we had what I would call warm weather. Listen here, folks. I try every show to have issues that are relevant to dating singles, dating couples. Now, some shows and discussion topics are more lighthearted than others. And I've had at least one guest one time, she accused one of my shows of at least being full of a lot of fluff questions, fluff talk. Well, I'm here to say tonight, there's not going to be any PG-13 fluff talk. Maybe next week, maybe 2 weeks from now, but not tonight. Tonight, I'm inviting my listeners to call in and get as real can be on both sides of the gender coin. I want the men to call in tonight, and my only requirement is that you keep it real. Now, I don't want any unnecessarily harsh bashing of the opposite gender. I'm not here to have a bash fest, but I am here to invite my listeners, because this is an open discussion forum format. 90% of the time, I usually have a guest that I'm interviewing. Like last week, I interviewed Roland Hines, and we had a good discussion. So 90-95% of my shows, I have a guest that I'm interviewing about a particular topic, and then about 5-10% of my shows are what I refer to as open discussion forum formats. That's the format tonight. So I depend on my listeners to call in with their questions, their comments, their opinions. But again, tonight's subject, we're going to keep it real. We're going to tackle some issues. They're all interrelated, about three general different issues, but they're all interrelated. One issue I'm going to talk about is the issue of getting spiritual. I don't get too spiritual in a lot of my discussion topics. I might bring in religion to a small degree, but this one, I had a friend send me a YouTube video of a televangelist by the name of Juanita Bynum. And it was an interesting, it was called No More Sheets. And she broke down some interesting stuff about the idea of sexual soul ties. So I don't have expertise on the area of sexual soul ties. I'll say that up front. I want my listeners, though, to express their opinions and express their comments about what they feel is the idea of sexual soul ties. That's one third of the discussion. Another third is overcoming, if you're in a relationship, overcoming your partner's emotional attachment to a former partner, former lover, former spouse. How much of a challenge is that for you if you either are in that situation or have been in that situation? I want to hear from you about that. Overcoming a partner's emotional attachment to an ex-lover. Then finally, we want to just talk about the general effects of the general negative effects of premarital promiscuity. Are there any? Some people might say, no, I don't think there are any effects of premarital promiscuity. Other people will say, hell yeah, there's a lot of effects, negative effects of premarital promiscuity. So I want to hear from you tonight. The number is 646-478-5710. Again, that's 646-478-5710. And again, we're going to keep it real. I want the girls, the women, to talk in a way that they would talk with their closest of girlfriends behind closed doors. I want the men to talk to me like they would their tightest of male confidants behind closed doors. Because the two genders on a lot of these issues and topics, we don't talk to one another about this. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. Men, we put on a face. You know we do. We know we do. We will say to women in their face that, oh, you know, your past promiscuity doesn't matter. We accept you as you are. And a lot of us men know that that's some bullshit. Yes, I said bullshit. I told you this ain't going to be no PG-13 show. I'm going to get raw and dirty on this show. But, yeah, most men know that's some bullshit. You don't want to. You know good and well that when you meet a woman, she could be drop-dead gorgeous, but if you know that 75 penises been in her mouth and her vagina, your attraction to her automatically drops. Come on, man, keep it real. And if women were keeping it real, that's why they don't like to talk about their sexual past. That's why they don't like to talk about their sexual past, because they know that's going to affect them. Because one thing I will say about women are more, to a degree, more tolerant of a man's past promiscuity than most women are. I mean, than most men are. So that's one thing I will say about women. Women, a man could have had sex with 200 women. A lot of women be like, you know, if that's in the past, I don't care. I love the guy, I'm going to marry him. Men, No, again, keep it real. Man, you tell a man you done fuck 200 guys, that man, you ain't going to be nothing beyond a casual sex partner for 95 to 99% of men in this country. There might be a handful of guys that will date a porno star. I know some porno stars who are married. You got a handful. There's exceptions to everything. But most guys, once that you tell them, yes, hey, Ralph, I done sucked like 125 dicks in my life. You ain't never getting no ring on your finger. I'm telling you that right now. For most men, once you say that, you never get a ring on your finger. And that's why we're going to talk about this issue. Because, again, this is the 800-pound gorilla in the room. This is the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Men don't like to talk about this type of stuff with women. Women don't like to talk about this type of stuff with men. Women will talk to other women about stuff to do with their sexual past and how to keep it a secret and how not to talk about it. And men will talk about it with the fellas, you know, but they won't talk about it with each other. And that's why I'm having this show. That's why I'm having this show. Because, again, my objective tonight is to keep it real. That's the theme tonight. Keep it real. I don't want no phony talk. If I'm going to hang up on you. If you call in and I feel like you're being phony and disingenuous, I'm hanging up on you. Again, on the flip side, though, I do not want a bashing fest. That won't solve anything. I don't want men to just call and call women all kinds of whores and sluts. You know, I don't want women calling in, calling men all kinds of assholes and jerks. I want to get to some of the root causes of some of the behavior, some profound thoughts about behavior that has been exhibited by yourself or close friends of yours, and just create a dialogue that could possibly lead to new enlightenment, even some solutions to these problems. But yeah, I definitely want you to keep it real. You know, I love all my listeners. I love all my listeners. I love all my listeners. But I have special love for my chat room. I have special love for my chat room listeners. Who's in my chat room tonight? Who's going to keep it real with me? Keep it real. 646-478-5710. I got Sean, my main man, Sean, Mr. Wisdom. He's in the chat room as to be enlightened, because he will enlighten you. That's Sean. I got Black Liqueur. I hope I pronounced that right. Black Liqueur is in my chat room. I got Blue Box T1 is in my chat room. I got my good friend, Adrian, Columbus, Ohio. Diva 362636. She knows more about sports than any woman in the United States. I got Vanessa Turner, my college classmate, in my chat room. Vanessa Turner is in my chat room. I got the Mac Show, M period, A period, C period show in my chat room. I got T.A. Sams in my chat room. I know T.A. Sams. It's good to see you in my chat room. Glad to have you here. I got Sniper MG6. I got Self-Guided in my chat room. I got Scholar 2414. That does not say Dummy 2414. It don't say stupid 2414. It says Scholar 2414. So that means Scholar, if he calls in, you know he going to have something intelligent to say because he's a scholar. I got Rach Garrett in my chat room. Rach Garrett in my chat room. I got Mrs. Carol 808 in my chat room. I got Jupiter in my chat room. I got Icy in my chat room. I got my cousin from Detroit, Christopher Curry. Much love to you. He showed me some birthday love. Hey, I got to stop right here. Speaking of birthday love. Man, I was choked up on Facebook. And you might think I'm saying that lightheartedly, but I'm real. I mean, all my life I've gotten, you know, the cards from the aunts and the uncles and the cousins and the, you know, close friends. But one thing I have to say about Facebook, there's a lot of things that, you know, are flawed about Facebook. But when it comes to receiving birthday love, I don't know if there's anything that can top Facebook, because I had so many people stopping by my page to show me love that there were just moments where I was literally getting choked up. So many people, so many of my Facebook friends were showing me love on my birthday. And I got teased by some friends because I was literally answering every person who wrote me. I wrote them at least a few words, like, thank you. But I want to say I appreciate everybody who took the time to show me birthday love on Facebook. That was really overwhelming. I really appreciate that. Back to my chat room shout-outs. I got DJ Squid. Now, see, I was talking about keeping it real. If you've ever listened to DJ Squid's show, I don't even think he allows any phony people to even listen to his show. I think they just get banned because, you know, DJ Squid, him and Sean, they just keep it extra real on their show. They talk about a lot of show issues with political undertones, socioeconomic undertones, and they are hard-hitting. A lot of people don't like them, but so what? That's what happens when you keep it real. Anybody ain't going to love you. when you keep it real, you're not going to have lovers. You're going to have lovers and you're going to have haters. Sometimes more haters than lovers. But much props to DJ Squid. His birthday is tomorrow. Give him love. I got Don Calypso, Alex, a.k.a. the Haitian Sensation. He showed me a lot of birthday love. Don Calypso, I was on his show the other night. He had a good show about the frustrations of the monogamous man. You could say that indirectly relates to some of our topic tonight. I got future talk show chick. That's going to soon be present talk show chick. But I guess she ain't ready to step up right now. But she's future talk show chick. Then I got a bunch of guests. I got guests. I got Hypert. Hypert is one of my most loyal, if not the most loyal, listener I have. Hypert is, I don't care if it's a snowstorm or tsunami, whatever. Hypert is listening to my show. He just is. I mean, it could be a hurricane outside his crib. Hypert going to listen to my show. That's why I love me some Hypert. I got Jupiter. I got Miss Tripp. I got, again, number of guests. So thank you for joining me tonight. You know I got to talk about, oh, wait, a few other shout-outs would be my brother and my ace confidant. He treated me to dinner last night. My older brother, Stephen Curry. My cousin, J.P. Jones in Chicago. I hung out with him last weekend. My other cousin from Maplewood, New Jersey, at the ball. As I told you, one of my cousins from Detroit is in the chat room, Christopher Curry. Philip Pulliam and his older brother, Irvin V. Pulliam III, EVP3. I got No Had, a.k.a. Metal Hayes. That's my boy. I already gave love to Vanessa Turner. She's one of my loyal, most enthusiastic supporters. We go way back to college days. Cynthia Brown, Georgia Jones from Indiana University, Tamar Prather, Will Wavy, Mel Hopkins, Kathy Holloway Hill, Chad Hunter. Did you hear about the professor that got suspended? I was talking about Facebook. There's a professor that got suspended for talking about killing his students. No, it was a her. I'm sorry. It wasn't a he. It was a her. She talked about killing her students. What's that about? Why are you going to get on Facebook and say, I just feel like shooting my students today? I mean, everybody knows she was being lighthearted. But still, you just got to think. If you're a professor, you got to think twice about saying stuff like that. She got suspended. Sunday is the Oscars. They're doing things a little different. They're going to have 10 Best Picture nominees. You know, normally they've had 5. In all the other categories, there's usually 5 nominees. But this year in the Best Picture category, they're going to have 10. So that's going to make the Oscars. Now, one guy got suspended from the Oscars, one of the producers for the movie The Hurt Locker. He got suspended because he was writing letters to all the people in the Academy saying, don't vote for Avatar, vote for The Hurt Locker. You can't do that. Come on, man. What you thinking about? You can't do that. You can't just write letters to the Academy saying, hey, yeah, Avatar suck. Yeah, vote for us. Yeah, because Avatar suck. No, you can't do that. You can't do that. No. Michael Finley, he's been all over the place. He was with the Dallas Mavericks. He went to the Spurs. Now he's going to go to the Celtics. Finley is going to the Celtics. Some people say, I don't care. I just thought that was interesting. Finley is going to the Celtics. Did you hear about the Republicans? Ooh, Republicans. If you're in my room and you're a Republican, ooh, shame on you. Shame on you. It got out, something leaked out, that they had this strategy for the next election where they want to implement fear in American society. Wow, wow, that's something new, huh? That's something new. That's novel, huh? Republicans, yeah, they were going to spread things about Obama, that he's going to make our country just a socialist country, and he's going to put out pictures of him looking like the Joker from The Dark Knight. Wow. I'm shocked that those Republicans would do such a thing. Boy, I tell you, those Republicans, throw out your hand so I can slap your hand, you naughty, naughty Republicans. Man, the Republicans are something else, man. See, Sarah Palin just got them all just tripping. She just got them all just tripping. They done gone bonkers. See, bonkers is a word that Republicans would use, bonkers. There ain't no Democrats say no bonkers, but you always hear Republicans say, yeah, he went bonkers.
Alan, you're stupid.
They say words like loopy. He's loopy. Democrats don't say that stuff. Republicans, ain't that something? Here's an interesting article. Now, you know, you can't compare mice to humans. You can't compare rats to humans. You can't really compare anything to humans because we're humans. I mean, it's just simple as that. We're humans. But, you know, a lot of scientists like to say, well, if the rats did it, humans will probably follow suit. And touching on my subject tonight, promiscuity. I read a study that said fruit flies, their promiscuity benefits them. Because if the female fruit flies are not promiscuous, they tend to only produce female offspring. But if they're promiscuous, they tend to give an equal distribution of male and female offspring. Okay, scientists, I know you guys are intelligent. You study all your life. You wear white coats and stuff. But let me just clue you into something, okay? Okay, all right. Ready for it? Okay. That's some bullshit, okay? That's some bullshit. You're telling me that if a woman just start fucking everybody, she going to have an equal distribution of men and women children? Get the fuck out of here. I'm sorry, my PG-13 Disney listeners. I know your ears are ringing right now. You're like, damn, Alan don't normally curse and say bullshit and stuff on the show. I told you, this show, we keeping it real. That doesn't mean it's going to be just a profanity fest. I'm going to try to keep my language pretty tame. But come on, man. Fruit flies with humans, there's no parallel. There's no connection. You're going to say if women just start boning everybody, ooh, we'll have more male children on the earth if they just start boning everybody as opposed to sticking with one partner. They shouldn't come out with studies. That's that stuff that you tell somebody, you say, don't tell nobody that in public. You know how you just tell your friends when they say stupid shit, you say, hey, don't tell nobody that in public. That's what you need to tell the scientists. Don't tell nobody that in public. We're going to get started. Open discussion forum. Here's my ground rules. In order for me to have an open discussion forum, I got to have people calling in. That's number one. I can't just be sitting talking for like, you know, 2 hours by myself. I have to have people calling in order for me to have an open discussion forum. So the number is 646-478-5710. Again, it's 646-478-5710. That's what you got to have in order for me to have an open discussion forum. There has to be people calling in because I want to get your questions, I want to get your comments, opinions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Again, my only other two rules is, as I said, keep it real, but no unnecessary bashing. I hear a lot of shows on Blog Talk Radio where it's just the men just mercilessly bashing the women, and the women just mercilessly bashing the men. I mean, I don't mind if you criticize the opposite sex, you know, as long as the criticisms are reasonably valid, you know. But don't just come on my show just bashing people, because I'm probably going to hang up on you if you just start bashing. But, yeah, I want you to keep it real. I don't want any fluff. As I said, I don't want any fluff talk. So, sexual soul ties. Let me set it up for you. I was listening. I had a friend that sent me a video, YouTube video of a televangelist by the name of Juanita Bynum. And she was talking about how there's sexual soul ties. She basically said that if you have a woman who, let's say, has had sex with 10 different guys. Let's say she had sex with 10 different guys. And let's say 3 of those 10 guys she had sex with a lot of times. Let's say 150, 200, 250 times. She basically said, I'm paraphrasing everything she said. I don't remember her words, you know, word for word. But she essentially said that if, say, I was to enter into this woman's life and start dating this woman, She basically said that if I try to have a relationship with this woman, that I'm going to be competing with the profound sexual memories of all that woman's ex-lovers. So if she had, say, Tyrone, who just really dicked her down really good, yeah, I use that language. I told you, we're keeping it raw. Let's just say the woman I'm starting to date had Tyrone, who just dicked her down, like, to the point where it made her thighs shake. You know how you make a woman come and her thighs just start quivering, shaking and stuff so hard? That type of coming, where she was like, oh, shit. Start singing like an opera singer, and the thighs just, like, look like they just shaking. Let's say Tyrone did that. And so she has that memory of Tyrone laying it down like that. And then I come along. See, I could be laying it down. You know, I think I got game in the bedroom. So I could be laying it down, and she might say, damn, Alan, you know, you're laying it down. But there comes a moment where I might do some position that reminds her of Tyrone. And in her mind, she's like, damn, you know, Alan good at this position. But damn, Tyrone knew how to really tear it up in this position. So she was saying, Juanita Bynum was saying that when you date a woman that has had a number of sexual partners, and again, more specifically, partners who've really, like, done their job. As my guest, if you remember my guest last week, Roland Hines, he was talking about setting the bar. He said, at some point, if you have a number of partners, for a man, you're going to have that one woman who's going to set the bar. You're going to have that one woman, you're going to be like, man, ain't no woman suck dick like so-and-so. And ain't no woman ride me like so-and-so. And ain't no woman, you know, could do it, you know, with her legs wrapped around my neck like so-and-so. Set the bar. Same for women. Women going to have that one. You know, they going to have that one guy like, dang, he went down on me like no other man ever can in life. And that other dude, he hit it from the back like I don't think any guy ever could. If somebody set the bar, you're going to be competing with that spirit. That's what Juanita Bynum said. She said, here's the most profound thing she said. She said, every man who has sex with a woman, and particularly if he ejaculates inside of her, he is depositing his spirit into that woman. What do you think about that? That's deep. That's what she said. Now, to say that that's true, maybe that's just her own opinion. And that's why I want to discuss it. Maybe that's just her own opinion. But let's assume that that's true. She's saying that if you slept with, say, 25 different guys, and let's say 15 of them 25 came inside you, then you just let 15 men deposit part of their male spirit, and their male spirit is just inside your soul. And whatever guy who tries to date you, he's competing with all those spirits. Deep, huh? I'm going to go to the phone lines right now. I got 215. I think I know who that is. I think 215 is the Haitian sensation. You're now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What's up, Don Calypso?
Alors, enfants de la patrie, le jour de gloire est arrivé.
Ah,
man.
What's up, man? What's up, Don, man? So, I'm going to ask you, Don. I'm going to get right into it, man.
You know my view.
Huh?
You know my view, Alan.
Okay. Well, for
those ladies
never heard of you, let them know briefly what's your view on things like sexual soul ties, partners, you know, having multiple sex partners, premarital promiscuity, all that. Well, what's your general thoughts on that?
My general thought is, the women overall are full of shit. When they complain that, oh, guys are promiscuous, the double standard is unfair, because the fact of the matter is they encourage men to be promiscuous. They apply what in biology is called a positive selection pressure. It's kind of like when you wash your hands with antibacterial soap, you kill off all those bacteria that don't have the genes to resistance to antibacterial. Those with the resistance are free to thrive. Same thing in society. The guy who keeps it in his pants, who's monogamy-minded, you know, who's more focused on building for the future, he gets clowned. He's lame, he's a square, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the guy who's, you know, dicking them down, the guy who's a man slut, and I say slut because he's a non-profit hoe. If he was a man whore, he'd get paid for the dick. But the man slut gets all the accolades, and as I put in the chat room, the man slut gets the vaginas wet, the clitoris throbbing, and the nipples erect. So, of course, a man has a choice as to how he's going to act, but when the guys who are the man slut get all the accolades, when they're the ones who are lauded, desired, that's what a lot of guys are going to try to be. Some are going to be more successful than others, and you'll have a very few who still believe in monogamy who won't try to go the man slut route. So that's my view on it, you know. The ladies are pushing for it, and then they complain later on when their market value goes down because they've been around the block too much.
So, in other words, you're saying that many women, because, of course, I want to try to avoid always saying all women. I know all women don't do this, but you're saying many women.
Let's not bring the not all police, okay? I shot the sheriff and the deputy.
You said many women talk basically out of both sides of the mouth. They saying on one end they want a good guy, nice guy, guy who's going to love them, respect them, and all that, you know, all the stuff we hear.
But it's bullshit.
When in reality, they want the guy who's laying the dick down real good.
Yeah, hey, you know, one of our favorite feminists on BTR said it on Tuesday, that, you know, if he's not dicking it down, they're going to cheat. Of course, they try to backtrack to say that, oh, well, if he's not willing to please me and learn. But the truth of the matter is, the man could be the best father, the most loving husband, the most devoted, good provider. If he happens to be lacking, whether it's in size or in skills, he'll get cheated on. You know, that's why those ladies don't have an affair with the pool boy.
Well,
you know, they'll still be doing DayQuil and Duracell and Pookie on the side.
Well, you know, it's funny because, again, going back to Juanita Bynum's comments, assuming we're going to take the assumption that what she said is valid, she would probably, if she was on the show tonight, she would be agreeing with you. What she basically said is, you could have a guy that's a great guy. He could be good at his job, financially stable, intelligent, great sense of humor. But if he's dating a woman that had Tyrone just come in her life and just beat that up to the point where, as Purpose One, who's in my chat room, Purpose One, Alvin talked about in the thread, I liked what he said. He said that our bodies have physical memory.
And that's true.
A woman knows, you know, if a guy's really dicked her down right, she's going to have memory of that. And so what Juanita Bynum basically said is that good guy you just described, he's going to always, at minimum, he's going to be competing with that guy. And at maximum, he's just going to be totally overruled by that guy, because that woman going to be like, yeah, you know, Leon, he's a good guy, but he don't fuck me like Tyrone did. So let me just
exactly.
stick with Leon for the money, but I'm behind his back. I'm going to go fuck Tyrone again.
And that's why you're having the breakdown of the family, you know, the fact that marriage is becoming obsolescent in Western societies, because these women, they say one thing out of their mouth, and then you got guys like me, you know, when I was young, I'm the idiot who bought it hook, line, and sinker. And when they get married, for the most part, a lot of them, they end up being unfaithful. And then they perpetrate paternity fraud. And since you got a bunch of spineless wusses in the courts and in the legislature, you got all the laws that allow to get away with it. But that's another show. But, you know, you see where I'm getting.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, Don. I got to move on to a couple more people, but I might come back to you later on the show because you always give me good stuff. So I appreciate
all right,
you
no
calling
problem.
In. That's Don Calypso, listeners. Otherwise, formal name is Alex. Okay, I see somebody from my area code, 219. 219, you're now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What's your thoughts about sexual soul ties and all the other subtopics we have related to it?
Alan Roger Curry, Chad Hunter, how you doing?
Chad Hunter! Oh, man, Chad Hunter, now I'm feeling embarrassed because, see, Chad Hunter, folks, he's a blog talk radio host, good guy. And I rarely hear him say any profanity. I've just been saying, like, bullshit and fuck. And I just, See, now I feel embarrassed because I know he probably like, Alan, you don't have to use such language. You can get your point across.
So far, I'm just feeling jealous about the fruit flies, man. That's all.
Yeah, that fruit fly, man, come on now. I'm sorry, man. Fruit fly, that's to try to make a connection with human beings on fruit flies.
Yeah, that was a reach, man. That was a reach.
That's a major reach. But anyway, what's your thoughts on the idea that if a woman and say had multiple sex partners. Well, one of these two scenarios. Let's say she's either had multiple sex partners, like let's say 25 guys have had sex with her anywhere from 2 to 10 times, or she's had 2 or 3 guys that had sex with her 250 to 300 times. If I meet this woman and I'm her new boyfriend, am I going to have a chance to use computer terminology, overwrite her memories of these guys, or those the spirit of those guys, are they going to always be in her system?
You know, it's more than likely you will have to compete with what they've already laid down. And I'm going to say that it's often going to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way, especially if the woman or the guy, because, you know, ladies can meet a guy, and this guy's been with so many girls, and a couple girls have done it just crazy up-the-wall style, and, you know, she's going to be competing with that memory for him. But if the person is not mature enough or they're not, you know, as well-versed in themselves that they can leave the past as the past, you're always going to get in that situation where you're competing with their past partners. And I mean, I think it's I hate to say it this way, but I think it's unavoidable, because, you know, we like to remember what we like to remember. You know, we remember, I'm sure you can remember the first time you saw your favorite movie, or the first time you had really good ice cream, or you had, you know, good memories stick with us. And unfortunately, we get sprung. You know, people do things for us. They make us, you know, like you said, they make them thighs quiver or whatever. And we don't like to let go of that, because those are good memories. And we will remember that over, you know, how many times Tyrone cheated on you, how many times Pookie hit you, how many times someone's lied on you. And we'll keep that. Even though we broke up with him and moved on, and here comes a good guy or a good girl, and there's going to be a moment where you're going to think, yeah, they're pretty good, but, man, that bedroom, so-and-so was so much better. And we may never say it, but in our own way, we're going to think about it, and it's going to, you know, they're going to have to compete with it.
It's funny, I was watching this movie. My mother used to love movies from Britain, and I kind of started watching them too, because they do have some good comedies. But anyway, I don't remember the title of this film, but it's about this guy. He's in love with this woman, and she's kind of attracted to him, but she's more attracted to the neighborhood asshole jerk guy. And, you know, a lot of us men can relate to that, the whole, you know, allure of the bad boy versus the good guy. So he's a good guy. So he goes into this, what looks like a hairstylist place. All the women were underneath the, you know, whatever, like the hair dryers. And most of them are middle age and older. And he says, hey, women, I got to ask you a question. And they say, okay, young man, shoot. He says, let's say you have this one guy, and he's, you know, he names all these great attributes, like he's intelligent, he's funny, and blah, 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 blah. But he's maybe, you know, at best average in bed, and maybe even possibly less than average in bed. And then you have this guy, he's just a total asshole. He's a jerk. He's the type that would just slap you and steal money out your purse. But he's just the greatest sexual partner you ever had. Who would you choose? And 100 women look at each other, and they kind of giggle. And the way they have their expression, you think, of course, they're going to say the good guy. But they all say, of course you choose the guy who's great in bed. What are you talking about? And it was just a funny scene, man, because they were like, they looked at him like, dummy, of course we're going to go with the guy who's an asshole that got the good sex skills. And even though that was done in a comedic way, as you just basically alluded to, that happens a lot. Well, not all women, but a lot of women do choose the guy who has the undesirable non-bedroom traits, but the very powerful bedroom traits, versus the guy who has the really desirable non-bedroom traits, but he's just average at best in bedroom.
Oh, yeah, you know, and let's remember this. For men have sex in order to feel good. You know, we have sex to make us feel good. Women have to feel good to have sex. So if a woman's with, you know, if she's with Night Train or 8-Ball or whoever the hell the guy is, he's just a piece of crap, but he's good in the bedroom. At some point, before she lays down with him, she feels good enough to let him physically come into her. So not only is he good in bed, but he's good in that pre-sexual stage. Maybe it's the talk, maybe it's the touch, maybe it's the rap, whatever it is. But he can put her in this little state that throughout her whole day of working hard and dealing with crap from work and bosses and her family and whatnot, he can get her in that spot. And we all know women, if they don't physically feel good, you know, women struggle with more self-esteem issues than men do. You know, if he can get her above the clouds with her self-esteem, that makes him some kind of god, even if he's a rat ass, you know, for the rest of the relationship. So it's not just so much that he can put it down, but that he can get her up to put her down.
Ah, that's a good point. That's a good point, Chad. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Chad, man. You always bring the intelligent knowledge and wisdom into the discussion. And tell my listeners the day and time of your show on Blog Talk Radio.
Alan, thanks so much. Hey, everybody, you can catch me with Real Talk with the Inner Wife every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio. You know, we're on Wednesday, so we don't want to compete with Mode 1. because of you and guys like Gerard McClendon, we did start the Real Talk with the Inner Wife on every Wednesday, Blog Talk Radio, and it's been a great show. We're having a lot of fun doing it. And before I leave, a belated happy birthday, Alan Roger Curry.
Thank you so much.
Hey, one of the few guys I know who have three names and has not assassinated anybody.
That was good. Chad Hunter, folks. That is Chad Hunter. Man, he's a good guy. He was actually a guest on my show twice, once in 2008 and once 2009. And as we just mentioned now, he has his own show. I see area code 240. Do you have a question or comment, or are you just listening?
I got something to say.
Okay, what's your first name?
My name is Karen.
Karen. Okay, Karen. What's your thoughts about sexual soul ties, the idea that this televangelist, who I need to bind him, she said if a woman, say, has had sex with 10 guys, that all, and she say 8 of those 10 deposited their sperm inside her, that these men have also deposited parts of their male spirit, and whatever guy who comes later is going to have to compete with those spirits. What's your thoughts on that whole concept?
Fucking crazy. She's the same one that got her ass kicked out in the parking lot, okay?
Who got hit in the parking lot?
She got her ass whooped in the parking lot.
Who? Juanita Bynum?
That's right.
Oh, I hope you're not gossiping, because, you know, you can get sued for that already. Is that a factual, or are you speculating, or just a rumor?
I'm speculating.
Okay, well, see, I don't want it said on my show that I'm...
Okay, I'm speculating.
Rumors.
Let me just cut that short. I don't agree with anything that she said.
Okay. Well, what are your thoughts on, say, a woman having multiple? How do you feel like if a woman has multiple partners that it has the potential to affect a future relationship or not really?
I really think it depends on the woman. Now, if she didn't sleep around with all these different men, evidently she was looking for something. Okay. Because as a woman, you have to have some sense of self-worth. We can't lay around and screw a whole lot of different men and expect to get up a lady, okay? It's like we are a woman, a lady, and a little girl. Now, which one are you falling into? Because if you led a life like that, okay, you better not tell it. Not if you want a man in your life, because y'all aren't putting up with that kind of shit. That's right. I'm going to keep it real. Now, regardless of how Tyrone might have slung his dick and how he might have made me scream or maybe the next woman scream, that's not your business, and I don't think it should be shared with you. If you're going into a relationship, you leave all the luggage behind you. Now, if you're meeting a man that does a lot of running around with a lot of different women, you know, it's not your problem. It doesn't have anything to do with that woman as far as what her self-worth is, how much freak she can bring to the bedroom with the man that she thinks she's in love with. Because if he wants her, those other women aren't going to matter anyway. If she's bringing the freak to the house and she's preparing that home the way she should prepare that home for her king, she ain't got to worry about what that man is doing out in the street. Because 9 times out of 10, he's going to bring his ass home because he's going to realize what he got at home. Now, if you're talking about, you know, women are very emotional creatures. Now, if they're doing a lot of sleeping and laying around, it's because they're searching and they're looking for something. And also, they're pulling themselves down while they're doing it. Okay? Now, look, if you can't communicate with one another and keep the conversation real between the both of you, and you talk about what you're feeling. It ain't about who you fucked or whoever, how they fucked you. It's about what you can do together. Mm-hmm. Okay? You know, like, the name of the game is to look for solutions. We already know what the problems are. People get together, they don't stay together long. They get married. The marriages don't last long. The children suffer. Everybody gets away from what the root is. The root is the family. Look, I know you're a man. I'm a woman. You know, I have the same needs that a man have. But I don't need no hard dick, you know, to lay down and have sex. I can fake it, and you can believe that you made me come. But you know what? Damn all that faking. And any woman that lays around and knows she this man ain't did this for, don't lead him to believe, but don't break his pride neither. You know, we can sit down and talk about what it is to make you feel good because you got it all wrong. All of us, we out here, we ain't got no man, but we want a man in our life. You understand? And, like, if she doesn't know her place as a woman, she needs to learn it. Just like a man needs to step up and do his thing as a woman. No, I don't go along with all of what Anita Biden's saying. I sure the hell don't. Because if she's laying around and she's a whore, I always say if you're going to lay around, at least be a paid whore. Don't give it away. You know, because y'all are very lustful. Men are very lustful. And we know that
you are.
Come
on now, it ain't just men. Women are lustful.
Oh, it's all pussy control, and we goddamn got it.
Oh, Lord, okay. Hey, but I appreciate you calling in and expressing your thoughts. I said I wanted my callers to keep it real. Hey, I got a favor to ask. I have a limited number of spots in my phone queue, and some people have just written me notes saying they're trying to get in. If you're on the line and just listening, I need you to hang up and listen through the Internet. Listen to the show through the Internet. I only want you on the phone line if you haven't spoke yet and you want to speak. And, yeah, you plan on talking, basically. But if I've already talked to you, then I'm going to need you to hang up for now. Maybe you can call in later. But I need people who really want to talk. So right now, if you're just in my phone queue and you're just listening, you have no intention of speaking, I need you to hang up. I need you to hang up. Because some people are trying to get in and I want to take those calls. Now, I got 832. I got 832, who is now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What is your question or comment related to this subject tonight about sexual soul ties, overcoming your partner's emotional attachment to an ex-partner, ex-lover, or the negative effects of premarital promiscuity?
Yeah, what's going on, ARC? This is P1, Purpose 1.
Purpose 1. Purpose 1, man. Me, listen, it's me and P1 go way back. He's always been a great supporter of both my books and my show. Now, P1, you broke some stuff down in the thread leading up to this show.
Right.
About the physical memory. Explain that again to my listeners about the whole physical memory thing.
Basically, I just put a question out there. I didn't make a declaration, but I said basically if you look at all the many different facets of highly skilled positions in our societies, from our athletes to our surgeons, to our musicians, to pretty much anyone that masters a certain skill. It's not too far of a reach to say that obviously these individuals' practice has a certain body memory to it. It's mental, but then it's also physiological too. You know, or else they wouldn't be able to do the things on a higher level, much higher than the average person would do. And my question was, if we understand that about how that works in other ventures of our lives, why would it be a far-fetched to ask if it would if it's a issue within our sexual lives as well? Now, it goes beyond. The reason why I think it ties into this subject is because it's not just physiological body memory. It's mental body memory. You have to actually have to go through that experience repeated number of times to get to that kind of level. And so in the issue of promiscuity, maybe for some of these people, this is what it is. It's that whole body memory. So if the body does not get the same reaction from the output that it's done, I mean, perhaps there could be problems right there. And that's what you guys have been talking about earlier, about certain people setting the bar, and if you can't meet that bar to that person, it doesn't compute to the body, you know. So that's what I was saying with that. Another thing that I wanted to talk about was the whole issue of spirit being in the sperm of a man. Mm-hmm. I am a Christian, if you have to give it a label, and the only two references to sperm directly that I've seen in the Bible is one in Genesis about this dude named Onan. His brother dies, so he's I guess there was a custom, a tradition, to take on the wife of your dead brother or something. And so he sleeps. Onan was sleeping with the wife, and instead of coming in her, he pulled out and came on the floor, and God killed him. As you can see, that doesn't refer to anything. It talks about the sperm, but it doesn't talk about the sperm in a sense of spiritual connection. Then the other one is in the book of Ezekiel, the 23rd chapter, where it's a scene of God talking about how women talk about the ejaculation of these dudes named the Chaldeans, and how they come like horses and donkeys, and how it was a wonderful experience to see them come like that. That was the other one, but once again, there's no specific reference to sperm having spirit in it. We know what sperm does when it meets with egg, but for it to have its own spirit, you won't find that in the Bible. I wanted to clear that up.
Okay, well, let's shy away from then the use of the term spirit and just say profound memories. Do you think it's going to be a challenge? Would you be in agreement that it's going to be a challenge for a guy if he comes into a relationship? And as I've been saying, let's say, you know, you come into a relationship, P, with a woman, and Tyrone, I've been using that name on that, he just really laid it on your new woman. This is hypothetical. Laid it on your new woman to the point where she has these profound memories. Would you find that challenging or even frustrating to know that you're competing with the memory of this guy? Would you even want to deal with that?
Well, if there was ever a possible way to know that all that information, then, I mean, me personally, I probably wouldn't deal with it. Mm-hmm. But if, for instance, I said I decided to deal with it, I think the worst thing that any man could do is try to compete against the past men. In other words, you're in the bedroom, and instead of talking, you know, thinking about enjoying the moment, mm-hmm. you're trying to outblow her back. You're trying to set the new tone by outfucking her past. And I think that's just a real, real, real setup because it give you, you know, it give you all kind of mental issues and stuff that probably you don't know for sure exists there. So all you can do is be you and give your best. Now, I'm saying this, first of all, you should have done your homework on the chick in the first place. You know, if you're trying to build some type of serious relationship, hopefully you know as much as you could possibly know about this woman before you decide to go to that kind of level.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, knowing that she, you know, still more or less fiending for this past dude, and it's been shown evident, then nah, I got to move on. I got other chicks to become prospects. That's my take on that.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for calling in, P1.
Oh yeah. One more thing, ARC.
Oh, okay.
The whole issue about how women see promiscuous past versus men.
Uh-huh.
I think many times the only thing that's really, really, really taboo, like the a situation in which women would treat men the same way men treat women, is if in that dude's personal sexual past he had gay experiences.
I agree
with
that.
And I think that's the one that they can't be like, oh, hell no, I can't, you know, mess with that or anything. But it seems like an inverse thing. Like, for instance, it seems like a man is more valued for his more sexual experience. Women feel like they're getting a winner.
Mm-hmm.
But with most men, just like you said, whenever we know a woman that had a whole bunch of different sexual experiences, we feel like we're getting losers. We're getting, like, sloppy seconds, thirds,
exactly,
hundredths, and all that stuff. And that's just the way it is, you know?
Yeah.
So, but what I think confuses it all is that each side, men and women, think that they see sexuality the same way the opposite gender sees it. And it's not like that. And that's my take. All right, man.
Oh, no problem. That is a very – thank you so much, P1, for that. That last point P1 just made, that is a very good point. I mean, it's a point actually most intelligent and mature men and women should know, but I don't think they do know, which is that there's some areas of sexuality that I do think men and women share a lot of the same attitudes, such as I think we both want a pleasurable orgasm, which is actually redundant for me to say a pleasurable orgasm. What orgasm is there any such thing as an unpleasurable orgasm? I think there's some things that we both want from sex, we both enjoy as it relates to sex. But the reality is, in many ways, we look at sex totally different. Like he just said, like, and Alex, when he was on the line, he alluded to this, is that a lot of times if a man has a reputation for putting it down in the bedroom, women will flock to that guy. I know for a fact, I know from both experience and observation, if you got a reputation for dicking women down, women are going to flock to your ass. And, not only just for sexual purposes, but they will want to date you. Whereas men, for the most part, are not like that. If we know a woman got some great sex skills, we will want to fuck her, but we ain't trying to marry her. I mean, again, I'm just keeping it real. When and I'm generalizing, of course, there's exceptions. I always like to say there's exceptions to everything. But if a woman, say, is known for being great and sucking dick, and on top of that, she has sucked dick, like, just say 55 dudes' dicks, and they all 55 said, man, she was the best blowjob giver I've ever had. Yeah, we're going to give her kudos, and we're going to want her to suck our dick, but we don't want that woman to be our girlfriend. That's just the reality of men. And I think most women know that, but for the ones who don't know that, I'm just keeping it real. Here's how men, I'm breaking down how men generally think. Number one, men have egos, okay? I think that goes without saying. Men have egos. One of the reasons we want to be the NFL Super Bowl champ or the NBA champ, we want to be king of the hill. We want to have a trophy that nobody else has. What's the value in having a trophy if everybody in the league got a trophy? That ain't no fun. You don't want a trophy that everybody has. You want to be the only athlete or the only team with that trophy. That same mindset applies to women. If I come in a room with a woman, and let's say at this party, there's 150 guys who know my girl. They have had some type of interaction with her, just one or two conversations. The number one time I'm going to feel the most proud is when all 150 of them guys are able to say, damn, Alan got that? Damn. Man, I always wanted to sleep with her, but she always resisted me or rejected me. But damn, Alan is in there, man. More props to him. See, that's when a man has his chest stuck out and feels proud. Now, take that same scenario. If I come in the party with the woman that has 150 guys who know my girl, and 85 of those 150 guys are able to say, oh, man, you see who Alan just walked in with? Man, she sucked my dick like 4 weeks ago. She sucked the shit out of my dick. And then another guy's like, yeah, man, I fucked her doggy style like 3 months ago. See, they laughing at me. They ain't giving me respect. They like, man, this dude is promoting this girl like his girlfriend, and we done been all up in her shit. That's how men think. That's this. So for those women who don't know that men, that's generally how we think. A comedian, when I was in L.A., he was talking about a lot of stuff related to what I'm talking about. He was saying how he cracked this joke that all the men laughed and half the women didn't get it. But he said, ain't it funny that us men can be at a – we break our neck to have casual sex with a woman just so we can be able to say, yeah, I hit that. And all the guys lost it. And the women, at least one-third to one-half of the women, were looking around like, okay, I don't get the joke. If you think like a man – you get that joke. And what he was saying is, we automatically get respect from our boys. That's how men are. That's just the nature of men. If I fuck a woman that nobody else has been able to fuck, that's instant respect from your peers. Men going to be like, damn, you fuck Linda McJackson? Damn, man, you know how many guys tried to get in their pants and couldn't, and you fucked her? Damn, you the man, dude. You are the man. But see, if you fuck Linda McJackson, fictitious name, and 200 other guys don't fuck Linda McJackson, ain't no pride in that. Ain't no pride in that. So that's just the reality. I was breaking down. All right, I'm going to tell you a good movie, then I'm going to take an intermission, then I'm going to take some more callers. But you want to know a good movie that deals with this whole subject I'm talking about? If you want to watch a good movie, is Chasing Amy. There's a filmmaker named Kevin Smith. He made a movie called Clerks. He made, what else did he make? He made a lot of good movies. I can't remember the titles of the rest of his movies for some reason. But one of the movies he made was called Chasing Amy with Ben Affleck. That is one of the best movies I've ever seen that deals with what I was just talking about. Basically what it is, Ben Affleck plays this guy who falls in love with this woman who's initially a lesbian. She's a lesbian, and he falls for her, and she resists him because she says she's a lesbian. But he's so persistent and so persuasive that he makes her fall for her. Now, a lot of my friends who encouraged me to see this movie, that's all they talked about. It was a movie about a guy who gets this woman, a lesbian, to date him. And I was like, why would I want to watch that? That ain't interesting to me. And they knew how I was. They said, no, Alan, you're going to like this movie. And I was like, no. They was like, no, Alan, you're going to like this movie. Sure enough, you think that's the main plot, but that ain't the main plot, the whole him overcoming her being a lesbian. The main plot is this, is when he starts dating her, he goes to like a 7-Eleven, and he runs into two guys that went to high school with his girl. And they basically like, oh, man, you dating Melissa? He's like, yeah. They're like, oh, man, she's a straight-up freak, man. We had a threesome with her in high school. She was sucking everybody's dick. And you should just see the look on Ben Affleck's face when they tell him that. It was so real. If you see the movie and you're a man, I don't know if women will be able to relate to it the same way, but if you're a man, you're going to be able to relate to Ben Affleck's reaction, because the simple fact is, again, most men can't handle that. See, that's one thing I will give women credit, as I said earlier. Women can handle and tolerate a man's promiscuous past. But most men, if we're dating a woman and somebody has to tell us information like that, like, oh, man, your girl, man, she was in an orgy with us like 5 years ago. We're not just going to easily say, oh, damn, okay, that was 5 years ago. Let me just forget about that. No, that's going to stick in our mind. We're going to be like, damn, my girl was in an orgy? Fuck. You mean like 10 different guys was fucking the shit out of her? That's just how men think. But anyway, that's a great movie, Chasing Amy. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you see it, especially if you're a man. That's a good movie. Right now, I'm going to take like a four-minute break, intermission break. Then I will come back. I see about three or four calls in my phone queue. I will get to you and right after this intermission break. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, I'm Dangerously, and you may have read my short story, Till Death Do Us Part, in the New York Times best-selling anthology, Succulent, Chocolate Flavor 2, presented by Zane. Well, things get even hotter between the pages of Keep Your Panties Up and Your Skirt Down. Check it out at PantiesUpSkirtDown.com. And remember, keep it dangerous.
What's up, folks? This is Alan Roger Curry of Upfront and Straightforward and Mode 1 fame. And if you're a music lover, I urge you to listen to Madison Media Radio. It's not just music, but it is music with a purpose. Right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network.
Mode 1.
Do you think that guys, to one degree or another, have to play the role of the bad boy to attract women, or they just need to remain who they are and just, you know, be patient?
No, they need to combine their game. They need to go in with an attitude that I'm going to be a gentleman, but I'm also letting you know that I'm attracted to you. You know, I want to kiss you. I want to hold you. I want to, you know, I want to take you out. I want to date you. You know, if you think I want to get in your pants, you're probably right. But at the same time, I like you. I like you. I want to see you.
You know, there's more single women than married women in the United States.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
It's over 51%. Yeah.
There's more what?
Okay.
There's more single women than married women in the United States right now. First time ever in history.
Mindsets is correct. Somewhere there's a woman that's balanced, that's God-focused, that's, you know, she gives because she wants to give, not because she's trying to hook somebody with her giving, but she values herself. She recognizes her good qualities, acknowledges her bad qualities, and this is the person that's balanced and ready to be in a healthy relationship.
So the listeners know there's a letter in my first book, Letters to a Young Brother, Manifest Your Destiny. It's called Finding Your Swagger. In fact, it's so funny. I just got a letter from a young brother that he read my book and it's changed his life. And he also put it in, he said, and you know what? I found my swagger. Now all the girls like me like you said they would. I was so tickled by that. Yeah.
Oh, man, you got to love it.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. We now return to my open discussion forum topic regarding sexual soul ties, breaking emotional attachments to a former lover, and premarital promiscuity on Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. Now, I always joke about, welcome back to tonight's episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. I always joke about how I keep most of my shows, I try to please my, what I call my PG-13 Disney Channel watching listeners, because I have a lot of those, my PG-13 Disney Channel watching listeners. This ain't their show. 95% of my shows fall into that category, but not tonight's show. We're keeping it real, we're keeping it raw. This is an adult show. If there's anybody 17 years of age or younger listening to this show, you're not allowed to really listen to this show. You're cheating. If you listen, if you're 17 years of age or younger and you're listening to this show, you are cheating. Your mommy not in the room, your daddy not in the room, because this is for audiences 18 and over. It's not for the prudish, because I'm using raw language, because I'm keeping it real. Because we're talking about anything to do with sexuality, I'm going to keep it real. If we talking about just romantic stuff, you know, I'll use tame language. But we talking about sex, we talking about sexual soul ties, talking about overcoming your partners. Now, this is the next thing I want to talk about before I get to the phone lines, is we've already kind of talked about the whole sexual soul ties thing. Now I want to move to another component, which is just simply overcoming a partner's emotional attachment to an ex-partner, ex-lover, ex-spouse. I can relate to this because I've been on both sides of the coin. I would just put a little about my business out there. You know, I ain't gonna say no names or no give no dates, but I've been on both sides of the coin with this. I can name at least one, if not two, instances where I dated a woman, and after we broke up, the guy that woman dated next had a hard time adjusting to that guy because of her attachment to me. And I'm not saying that to be, you know, cocky or toot my horn about her having attachment to me, but we just had such a profound relationship that the woman ended up telling me that, Alan, I had one ex-girlfriend who married the next guy after me. Matter of fact, you know, I've had about three or four women do that to me. I feel like the real-life equivalent to Good Luck Chuck. Did you see that movie, Good Luck Chuck, with what's that comedian's name? Hey, I forget his name. It's with Jessica Alba. It's a pretty funny movie. But I'm like the real-life Good Luck Chuck. Good Luck Chuck was a comedy about this guy. Every woman he dated got married to the very next guy after she broke up with him. And so he started actually getting a lot of pussy. Because women wanted Dane Cook. Thank you, cousin. My cousin gave me the name. Dane Cook, that's the guy. He's in this movie where, yeah, every woman he dates, the very next guy they date after him, they end up marrying. And he ends up getting a lot of pussy because women want to fuck him so that they know the next guy they date after him, he's gonna propose marriage. I've actually, to a certain extent, I've been the real-life version of that. I've had actually three, possibly four ex-girlfriends that the very next guy they dated after me, they ended up marrying. But I had at least one woman who, from that category, tell me, she said, Alan, it took me about the 2 to 3 years of my marriage to get you out of my system. She said, I almost got a divorce because I couldn't get you out of my system.
And a part of me felt flattered by that, but honestly, I'm going to be real. Being a mature man I am, most of it made me actually feel awkward. And I actually did feel bad for the guy. Most guys wouldn't. They'd be like, oh, forget him, you know. But I actually felt bad for a husband knowing that. Matter of fact, me and her husband actually talked years later, and he acknowledged that. So that's where I was on that side of the coin, where I was the guy who kind of created that powerful emotional attachment and left the stamp, so to speak. Then I've had at least one relationship where I was on the opposite end. I was the guy who came into a relationship where she had an attachment to a former partner that she couldn't let go of. And it really had a negative effect on the relationship, you know. And so what I want to talk about now is not, most of the show I've been talking about the scenario where, say, you date a woman and she doesn't sleep with like 15, 20, 25, 30 guys. But what about if you get into a relationship with a woman, or for the women, if you get in a relationship with a man and they dated somebody for like 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, and their relationship was so long and their emotional connection was so powerful that you just have problems trying to overcome that? I'm going to go back to my phone lines. I got 501. 501, you're now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What's your first name? What's your question or comment? 501, you there? I guess not. I got 614. I think I know who this is. 614. 614. I think this is my girl, Adrian, in the house tonight. What's up, Adrian?
What's up, AC? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, too. This is, see, not only, listeners, is this my good friend, Adrian, the most sports-minded woman I've ever met in my life, but it's so interesting that our birthdays are like a day apart. She's March 2nd, I'm March 3rd, so there's a lot of Pisces love going on between us. That's my girl, Adrian, and you know, I said this show is about keeping it real. I don't think Adrian has ever been phony on my show. If you hear a little clip, she's the one who say, a brother got to lay it down in the bedroom, you know. He got to have me climbing off the walls. So she keeps it real. But Adrian, on one or more of these three topics, sexual soul ties, overcoming a partner's emotional attachment to an ex, or the negative effects of premarital promiscuity, what are some of your thoughts, comments, opinions?
Well, I want to touch on two of them. One of them is the sexual soul ties, and I think Juanita has it messed up in terms of men ejaculating and having sex and all the rest of that. We ain't got to worry about all that. You don't have to penetrate. Just lick it. There's no issues. No issues. You ain't got to worry about spirits flowing. Just lick it and go home, and we're good.
Don't you like how Angel just got to the point? She's like,
lick it and go home.
Oh, boy.
You don't have to worry
about
spirits. You don't have to worry about pregnancy. You don't have to worry about none of that.
I just got to love you, Adrian. That was you kind of actually leaving me speechless.
So let Juanita write a book about that, and then you don't have to worry about no soul ties and all the rest.
So you wait a minute. Let me clarify this. You saying, keeping it raw here, if a guy just licks your pussy, no intercourse, or you just suck his dick, there's no spirits being deposited or none of that. There ain't
no
soul ties being connected.
None of that.
It's just
none
good sex. Just
now, you can't swallow.
Drug.
Now, the woman can't swallow because then the spirits are going in that way.
The spirits are going in another way. Okay.
Going in another way. But, you know, just lick it, suck it, do whatever you got to do, and go on home, and there's no issues. And you don't have to worry about all of that. It's worked for me.
I just, all of a sudden, I feel like I'm rising to the occasion on my show. So some intelligent people would get that. So, okay, I'm feeling that. So anything else, any of these other things about you want to comment on about, like, overcoming a partner's emotional attachment?
You know, I don't know that you can truly ever overcome an emotional attachment if it's that strong. And truth be told, if it's that strong, I don't think that that's a relationship that you want to be involved in the first place, because it's going to end up somewhere down the line. It's just going to end up with hurt feelings. You know, I watched a very good friend of mine go through that, and I felt for her husband because it wasn't as if she was still pining away for this man. They knew they were not going to be together, but their ties were so strong, she ended up marrying somebody else. And I felt bad for her husband because, I mean, he was never able she was never able to love him like he deserved to be loved, because she still had feelings for somebody else.
That's funny you say that, because I had a friend just tell me about 3 weeks ago, same situation. Matter of fact, with my earlier caller, Alex, Don Calypso, he was talking about, we were talking about the scenario where a guy might have all these great quality, non-bedroom qualities, but say he's average in bed. Then another guy can have all these undesirable non-bedroom qualities, but he's great in bed. And this female I know, she was telling me about a situation, because we got on the subject of marrying somebody you're not really in love with. And I basically, maybe naively so, said, how can you do that? Because honestly, I couldn't do that. I couldn't marry someone I wasn't genuinely in love with. But she was saying, a lot of people do that, particularly women. I said, oh, really? She said, oh, yeah, I've had a number of girlfriends who've married guys that they weren't really like. And she told me about one of her female friends who the guy she really loved was the guy who basically was her Tyrone. You know, he basically was her best sex partner. She loved him mainly because he was just great in bed, but there was just other qualities about him that she could not tolerate. And then she later on met this really nice guy, like this kind of semi-nerdy nice guy, and she ended up marrying that guy, but honestly, behind his back, she was cheating with Mr. Good Dick. But she knew she could never be married to Mr. Good Dick. So, and she said, my friend was telling me, the guy knew. The husband, he basically knew she was still fucking. The guy, he was willing. He loved her so much that he was basically like, he gave her a pass on it.
You know what? That's not love. That's just being a fool. I'm sorry. If she hadn't got over the dude and got married, that's one thing. But you don't go back and start cheating on your husband. You made a decision to get married and to move on. And good, bad, right, wrong, indifferent, you need to do that. And I don't think that that's him loving her. I think he's just being a fool.
Yeah, well, actually, I agree with you. And see, that's my feelings on it. Because here's my thing. I'm going to get on my little soapbox. Because if you don't know, I write for TheExaminer.com. I write for TheExaminer.com, and I've written a number of articles. And one of them had to do recently. I've written a few recently, actually. I wrote one today, actually, about the people saying, don't judge me. And but one of the articles I wrote was talking about relationships of convenience. For the life of me, and I know everybody's different, we have different attitudes towards relationship, different preferences, whatever. Here's what I don't understand, and somebody's going to have to explain this to me. Maybe it's you, Adrian, explain it to me. I do not understand people who get into relationships, or stay in relationships with people that they know the relationship is never going to lead to marriage. They know it's never going to lead to marriage. Now, if marriage is not your objective, then go for it. Some people just don't want to get married. They don't mind just shacking up or whatever. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about somebody, a male or female, who wants to get married, but they're in a relationship for 5 years, 7 years, 9 years, 12 years, and if you're the woman, the guy ain't put a ring on your finger yet. Why in the fuck are you still in that relationship?
I can't explain that to you because I don't know. I know two girls, two of my female friends that did that, and clearly, hell, I got an aunt that did that. Now that I think about it, you're going to get married at 70 years old now for the first time.
Wow.
I can't explain that to you. Clearly, the man, typically it's the man, sometimes it's the woman, but typically it's the man is not obviously not ready to get married. It's time to move on, if that's what your intentions are and that's what you want to do. I can't explain that one. That one's always baffled me.
In my lifetime, I've probably met at least, starting with, say, college up until now, I've had have known about 8 to 10 women. And maybe a couple guys, too, but mainly I've known women in that category that have dated a guy for the longest. Like one of them, well, I was going to call somebody out by name, but a good friend of mine, his female cousin is in that category. She'd been dating a dude for, like, literally, like, over 15 years. Off and on. She's been dating a guy for like 15 years, and he ain't put a ring on that finger yet. And she's still with this. Now, again, if her desire was not to get married, she just was content with living with the guy, then I wouldn't have any criticism. I would say, okay, she's, you know, that's her objective. But I'm talking about, again, I'm talking about women who have expressed a desire to get married. They know they want to get married. They know they want a ring on their finger, but yet they keep dating somebody who ain't put a ring on their finger. Here's a clue, and this is just my opinion. I'm not saying this is a scientific fact, but based on my opinion and observation, if it takes a guy more than roughly 3 to 4 years to determine you the one, you ain't the one. I'm just going to keep it real. You ain't the one. You waste years. As my father used to say, his line was spinning your wheels. That's what you're doing. You're spinning your wheels. If a man ain't put your ring on your finger by roughly the 3rd year, I say absolute longest, the 4th year of that relationship, it ain't never coming. It never coming. And I got, of the people I know, I got too many experiences that back me up on that statement. I can't think of any of the people that I know personally who've been in a relationship more than 4 years where the guy... Now, back in there, when they was in the late teens, early 20s, yeah, I've seen some situations where a guy put a ring on a finger after like 6 years, but that was when they was like, you know, they start dating at 15, and then he finally put a ring on a finger at 21. That happens. But I'm talking about when you're in your 30s and 40s. If you date more somebody more than 3 or 4 years, you ain't getting no damn ring. You are not getting a damn ring.
Part of it is that women think that they can change the men. And,
yeah,
you know,
exactly. There you go.
Or the man is feeding him a bunch of bullshit about how he's going to do this and he needs to wait and the timing ain't right. So he's leading her on thinking that she's going to get the ring. So it's usually one of those two situations.
Yep. You just broke it down. Exactly. That's what it usually amounts to. But, again, I'm going to get off my soapbox, but I'm going to say it one more time. If you've been in a relationship with a guy, if you're the woman and you've been in a relationship with the guy more than 4 years and you think he's going to put the ring on your finger – it ain't coming. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Trust me. You are his number one hoe. I hate to put it like that. I'm trying to think of a nice way to put it. But that's what you basically are. You are his number one preferred sex partner. And that's why he's sticking with you, because evidently he liked what you could do for him in bed. But as far as a ring, it ain't coming. It ain't coming. So if you're in this 15-year, I had a woman calling my show. Matter of fact, she said, yeah, I dated this guy for 12 years. Why are you going to date somebody for 12 years ain't putting no ring on your finger?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to judge people. That's just stupid to me. That's just dumb. Anyway, I thank you so much, Adrian. She had to add spice in my show. She's just like, Alan, this is what you do. Forget all that spirit and soul. You just suck a guy's dick real good. You can make your pussy real good. Then you ain't got no soul ties.
Make sure you watch the highlights from SportsCenter. Heat and Lakers went in overtime.
Who? What happened?
The Lakers and the Heat went into overtime. Heat won by 3.
Oh, shit, Dwayne Wade. Okay. All right. We'll talk later, Adrian.
All right. Have a good one.
That's my good friend, Adrian. Adrian from Columbus, Ohio. You see, she mentioned SportsCenter. Adrian, see, she probably make a lot of guys feel insecure because, you know, a lot of guys, they don't like a woman who know more about sports than them. You know, but, you know, you talk to Adrian, you think you're talking to Bill Walsh, somebody, when you're talking about NFL football. That's how deep she get into football. She be knowing stuff like post patterns and, you know, hitch and go. And she's an Ohio State Buckeye. But yeah, tonight, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about a lot of things related to sex. Well, first of all, let me get some people some love I didn't give earlier. I gave Be Encouraged Radio is in my chat room. Be Encouraged Radio is in my chat room. Butterfly Lost is in my chat room. Butterfly Lost. Oh, that's an interesting username. I got a philosophy to do with butterflies. And if you really love a butterfly, you let the butterfly go. If it comes back, it was always yours. If it never comes back, it never was. That's an interesting username, Butterfly Lost. Cruiser. Cruiser is a long-time loyal supporter of Alan Roger Curry and Mole One. Cruiser is in my chat room. Who else did I give a shout-out to early? Pacer Girl, like Indiana Pacers? Pacer Girl 2001 is in my chat room. Much love to you if you're a Hoosier. Who else? Starita 34 is in my chat room. Thank you, Cruiser, for the birthday wishes. Yeah, a lot of people gave me birthday wishes, man. I just love y'all for giving me birthday wishes. I got Tar Heel Philly. Tar Heel Philly is in my chat room. And anybody else who's in my chat room, I think I already gave love to and gave a shout-out to. It looks like I got Alex back on the Haitian Sensation. Is he back on the line?
Yes,
Alex, you back?
Sir.
You back?
Yes, sir. I'm back.
Oh, what you got to add now? Hey, now I got it between me and you. Don't tell nobody. But Adrian, man, she was getting to me talking about all that licking and sucking, man. She can't be coming on my show talking about that. Hey. Anyway, what you got to add, Adrian? I know you just got a bunch of opinions. What's your part two of?
I'll be honest, I was a little distracted because I've been multitasking, but...
Oh, okay.
Man, I don't know. I just think it all boils down to the fact that, as I said way earlier in the chat room, the ladies got to be... They just got to quit the bullshit. They got to come out in force, make a public service announcement, say, men, we've been bullshitting you this whole time, saying we want the man of character and all that. We just really want a guy... with a good dick who's going to fuck us, and if you can't handle that, don't marry us. If women would just be that honest, all right, and tell the men that, then those of us who are actually trying to do the right thing, we would know, you know, we would know early on that, you know, what we're doing, only a few women are good for us, and we would stop wasting our time trying to find something that's worth it, honestly.
Yeah, Well, really, a woman, here's what I feel, and I think everybody can agree with this, that old adage, actions speak louder than words. Yeah, it would be nice for women to say certain things like what you said, but the reality is most women don't have to say it. They really say it through their actions. And that's what I always tell men when I'm talking about Mode 1. I say, you know, I only put about maybe 25% of my emphasis on what a woman says, because a lot of women, and I'm generalizing a bit here. You, I preface by saying you got your good quality women who got true character and integrity, and they say what they mean and they mean what they say.
But
and I
Alan,
respect those women.
Alan, if I had the Mode 1 book when I was 15,
mm-hmm.
we'd be having a whole different conversation.
I bet. I hear a lot of guys tell me that. But yeah,
I mean,
the thing I tell men though, yeah. Most manipulative type women, you can't really pay attention to really jack shit they say. Because, as you know, you're a fan of my book, you know I mentioned in my book about what I refer to as wholesome pretenders and erotic hypocrites. And they're a classic example. Most wholesome pretenders are the type of women that will publicly say, oh, I don't indulge in casual sex. I don't indulge in...
You mean the pastor's daughter?
And, huh?
You mean the pastor's daughter? Oops,
yeah, basically. And then it's no sooner than they say that, 3 hours later, like I've had women in my life, I'm just going to keep it real. I've had women literally I met at, say, 9 o'clock at a party, look me dead in my eye and say, I don't indulge in casual sex. I don't have one-night stands. And an hour and a half, 2 hours later, my dick was in that woman's, that same woman's mouth.
Did she swallow?
Well, you know, sometimes I just cheat. Women say, oh, Alan, don't come. And then I just cheat and do it.
Anyway. Hey, you give them the special shampoo treatment, right?
See, you're trying to make my show X-rated, man. I'm trying to at least be halfway PG-13. But no, seriously, though, a lot of women will say, I don't do this, I don't do that, I never have done this, I've never done that. And some women who say that is the truth, but other women is bullshit. And
I gotta take this to a direction, all right? You said you don't want to make it X-rated, but here's another beef I have with the women.
Mm-hmm.
Again, nobody called the not all police because I'm gonna go postal. But the fact of the matter is, not only are those women they're bullshitting us, they're telling us they want to demand a character and stuff, but then they'll do all the wild, kinky, crazy stuff with T-Bone, Tyrone, Pookie, Ray Ray, Duracell, Dayquil, and stuff. And when they get married, all of a sudden they're vanilla. So, you know, you get with a woman, you think she's not that much into sex, you know, like missionary position with the lights off. And then you find out that, you know, in college, you know, she was having an orgy with the whole rugby team. You know, she was taking in the ass, she was swallowing,
she was having the
facial treatment and all that good stuff.
Since we went there, I want to talk about this too, because this is a debate I have with a lot of females I know. As you know, by my show, it's called Upfront and Straightforward. And that's how I operate in my personal life. When I meet women, I'm an open book. It ain't shit I really hide. You know, it's some stuff I might not per se volunteer, but if I'm asked, I tell it. And I would say pretty much every woman I've ever dated, particularly seriously, I've let them know what they're dealing with within the first 5 to 10 conversations.
It's
I've had a lot of women.
I think someone's right for an informed decision.
Yeah, because I want them,
seven.
If they're going to fall in love with me, I want them to fall in love with me for who I really am and not for who I'm pretending to be, as Chris Rock talks about sending your representative. I don't want a woman to fall in love with my representative. I want a woman, if it's a serious relationship, I want her to fall in love with me. Now, a lot of women, though, because a lot of stuff we're talking about the whole promiscuity and stuff, a lot of women I know, they will say, I wouldn't dare tell a man about my sexual past because, number one, I know that's going to make him feel insecure and he's probably going to lose interest. So I'm always try to play the role of the good girl, you know, and keep my skeletons in my closet. And that's the way it has to be if you're a woman.
Why are they afraid, though? Why are they afraid? I mean, if they're so proud and independent, they're so proud of being so sexually liberated, yay feminism, why should they be ashamed of telling it? They were not ashamed when they were doing it.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Alex, and that's what I'm saying to my listeners, and I'm specifically talking to my female listeners. I say tell that shit. Fuck that. I'm sorry. I don't believe in that hold shit in. I don't believe in that. Because here's the deal. If you haven't learned this as you get older, you're going to learn this. Truth always comes out at some point. Anything that has to do with you dealing with another person is going to come out. Now, if I say, I don't know, masturbated in one of those porty potties somewhere in an outdoor concert, that's a secret that I could keep for the rest of my life because that just has to do with me. So, them the type of secrets you can keep to yourself, shit that just had to do with you, because, yeah, you can probably go to your grave with them type of secrets. You know, and just for the record, I did not masturbate in a porta potty. I just wanted to, that was just an example. But if you got something that you did with somebody else, like let's say you participated in an orgy with 8 other people, and you think you're going to keep that in your closet, no, that's just coming out. If it's not till 20 years later, the shit's coming out. I've had that happen so many times, it ain't even funny. Women try to keep shit in, and the shit comes out. And what I tell women is, if you got some questionable shit you did, some real kinky shit you did, I want to hear it from you. I want to hear it from you, because if I hear it from a third party, our shit's over. It's as simple as that. Our shit's over. If you did say you did an orgy, I want you to tell me, say, Alan, you know what, when I was 27, I was in an orgy.
Yeah, they'll tell you, but you know what? They'll wait till you've been committed for years, you know, or you're already married. That's not the problem I have with a lot of the women. Again, I'm not saying all, so ladies, don't bring in the not all police, but too many of you ladies, and I know you're listening to the chat room, too many of you will wait till way later
then you'll tell a guy that, yeah, you know, you did the football team. Yeah, you know, you had him run a you had him do a little double penetration on you and all that good stuff.
Really? Is that
and
your
in
experience?
The,
I find that women
no, not my personal
say shit.
No, I think in my personal experience, I suspect that I've been like that. I've been with people that have done a lot of shit, but they never said anything. But if they tell you, at all, they'll tell you after you've already been committed. They will never tell you at the point where you have the decision to make whether or not they're going to be with them.
Now,
so,
a lot of women I find, well, you're probably right. There's probably some women who might wait until 2, 3, 4 years in. But I find most women, the ones I talk to, they tell me they just ain't going to never tell that shit, period. They just, either you got a handful that will be straight up at the beginning, or you got women that will try their best to take that shit to their grave. But again, I'm saying to the women that that's a mistake because it's going to come out. It's going to come out sooner or later. Trust me on that.
Yeah.
It's going to come out. But anyway, Don, I got one or two more calls. I think I got another call coming up. But I appreciate you, as always, calling in and adding your opinion to this interesting topic. 469, didn't I have you before? Who is this again?
Hey, this is Al, man.
All right, what's up, Al? You got something else to say, or you just listening?
Oh, no, I'm getting ready to chat. I'm Icky in the chat room. This is Dolphins, man. What's going on?
Oh, okay, what's up, brother?
No,
what's up, brother? Get it? Oh, okay, I thought you, because I had a 469 earlier. But, hey, man, so what's your thoughts on the topic tonight?
I mean, I'm like all over the place, brother. Like, first of all, I started to pick like 2 or 3 fights, you know, as soon as I came on the line, because the young woman that called in earlier was obvious, and no offense to the sister, she's obviously jaded, and I just took her testimony as venting and not really having any substance. I was hoping that
dog got Juanita, or are you talking about Adrian? Which one?
No. She was perfect. Your partner, the Bill Walsh, she was straight.
Oh, okay. You talking about the early woman. I forget her name.
And, but I just needed, we don't want the same thing, men and women, right? And then what ends up happening with the whole soul ties discussion, where we started, you do get connected to the people that you make love to. You get connected to the people that you fuck. You get connected to the people that whose dick you suck, the pussies you eat, you connected to them folks. You got to choose wisely and just not be so insatiable when it comes to satisfying your sexual need. You cannot over and over again share yourself with strangers. You just can't keep doing it. It's destructive behavior, and it doesn't lead to anything good. So we gotta nip that in the bud first. You cannot be insatiable when it comes to things that are destructive. And that's with money, that's with sex, that's with the time you spend on anything in your life. If it's not adding to you and you can't get enough of it, I mean, you're headed down the wrong path. I mean, that's just straightforward. But that was with the whole soul ties thing. We do get connected, and whether it's through spirit or soul or however you want to say it, and, you know, Juanita Bynum's example about, you know, nothing inside of a woman. I get where she was coming from. She's a bishop. And in the interest of full disclosure, she has to take that angle because, I mean, that's where she is. She's in the church. Mm-hmm. Also, in the interest of full disclosure, yes, she did have some marital problems. And, yes, she was involved in some kind of fisticuffs with her husband. I think she's still going through some kind of divorce or whatever. But that doesn't take away from the fact. And what she was saying was true and correct. I mean, she hit the nail on the head on a whole bunch of topics. And the women that I've heard that don't agree with her are women that are invariably promiscuous, which ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying it. You need to be another way. But normally you disagree with what she was saying if you're not even planning on committing to anything, including yourself. But If you share yourself with a man, when he comes inside you, I ain't talking about come and ejaculates inside. I'm talking when he enters you, he enters you. When he comes out, he could wipe his stuff off and be done with you. Mm-hmm. But every woman, after she has sex, she got to run and go take a shower because he has entered her. Mm-hmm. I ain't talking about spirit and all that other stuff. You let somebody else inside of you. You cannot tell me that you cannot, that you have to, that you can't disconnect that person. They're a part of you now, period. So that's where the whole soul ties thing comes up. And with the African-American community, I didn't even want to bring this up, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. With our community, we so close-knit, and I ain't talking about close like we like each other. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about close like we got to be in each other's faces all the time, through high school, middle school. We end up in the same circles so often. So you end up dating old people. You end up fucking old pussy. You end up getting dicked down by old dick. And it just happens over and over again because you ain't exposed yourself to nothing new. Because trust me, ladies, you can get over old good dick with some new good dick. Don't be in a quest for new good dick. But trust me, God ain't going to send nobody to you that you're going to spend the rest of your life with if he does not satisfy that longing. If he doesn't satisfy your body, he ain't going to be the one. So you don't need to worry about that. Anybody that hits you right when you're younger, when you get older, you become more sexually educated. So the woman you were when you were fucked back when you were 15 or 20 years old, you're more sexually educated at 30 and 35. So if you connect with somebody now, it's going to be way better than it used to. So you got to get over that old shit. Old dick and all that. Just get you, just concentrate on you. Meet you somebody good. Meet you somebody that you're supposed to be with. And you can find out if the sex going to be good without having sex. I'm tired of that discussion. I know. You know what sex is going to be like before you have sex. And I know we're going to get a whole bunch of tripping over that. But trust me, you can tell if you pay attention. You ain't got to get fucked to know a nigga going to be whack. You do not have to throw first. Because I hear the same complaints. You know what I'm saying? You hear the same complaints from women. Little this, he was a speed demon. He ain't working right. Trust me, ladies. All that low-hanging fruit, that stuff you can find out immediately. I mean, if he can't dance, if he can't walk right, y'all done got frisky before. You know his rhythm. That's not going to stop in the bedroom. You know his breath smell like. You know his lips are soft. I mean, if he ain't got that going on for him before y'all have sex, it ain't going to continue. So you ain't got to fuck these niggas to find out if they're going to be whack. Stop fucking whack niggas. Get them off your resume. And I say the same thing about dudes, too. I mean, you know. I mean, we know, too, honestly. I mean, Alan, honestly, I know you with somebody now.
No, actually, I broke up. We broke up.
Okay. I ain't going to get into that. We talk about that offline. But you knew how it was going to be with that woman. When you slept with her, you wasn't surprised, were you? Well, I'm not even going to say that you absolutely slept with her, but trust me, you knew.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, I definitely know what you're saying. Yeah.
So we don't get surprised no more. So you don't have to sleep with somebody to know how it's going to be. Get the other stuff in order first. The baggage, the emotional baggage and all that other stuff, that's fine. Maybe you can have emotional baggage. I got it, too. And some bad credit to boot. I mean, we're going to all bring some wax stuff to the table.
Okay. I'm going to ask you this question, Adolphus, because we run out of time. I want to ask you this question, and then I got to get ready to wrap up. I've been seeing this phrase in the chat room, and you probably saw it, too, and you probably heard it for years. From men always say you cannot turn a hoe or a freak into a housewife.
I beg to differ, and this is what I'll say. Trust me, fellas, if you think a woman is not experienced and you think she ain't done nothing and you wife that hoe and she got it all together, she know how to give head, she know how to throw it back in the bedroom, her little old back be sweating and she ride, you like, damn, where did all this come from? She was mad innocent. Okay, but she's been fucking before. She's already had dick.
And as far as the hoe into a housewife thing, of course you can, because at some point, she's going to get tired of getting her back blowed out. And at some point, everybody deserves a second chance. And she's going to decide, I need to stop this, because I'm disgusting. I'm disgusted with myself, and I need to settle down. And if a brother loves her enough, and it will happen, it can happen, if a brother loves her enough, if she's been honest with him, they're going to get married.
So you think the pretty woman scenario can't happen in real life?
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I've seen it time and time again. I ain't never had to work for a woman, ever. I mean, the one time I've actually had to work for a woman, I actually really, really love her, like straight up. The one time I actually worked hard for a woman, I really, really loved. But the point I'm getting to is the thing about women is once you got them, you got them. And if, whatever their past is and all that other stuff, y'all just got to work that out. Don't worry about all that stuff. If she used to ride the rodeo and do whatever else, when she get with you and y'all plan on moving forward and y'all got a plan, you got to work that shit out. If you ain't down with the plan, y'all don't need to be together no more.
Okay, well,
it's no adversarial. But I'll let you have the show back, man. My bad.
Oh, no problem, no problem, man. That was good stuff. That was good stuff. That was my main man, Adolphus Nolan. He's one of my Facebook friends, real cool brother. He always breaks some stuff down. Matter of fact, he's had his experience on Blog Talk Radio. Mickey Stewart, who goes by Cafe LA, she's had her show off and on, and he's acted as a co-host for her show. And, yeah, but we are now running out of time, so I can't take any more calls. I see two or three other callers in my phone queue. I can't take anybody right now because the show's going to be cutting off in a little bit. But I just want to say thank you for all those who did call in. I appreciate your questions, your comments, your feedback. I thank all my listeners who stayed with me the whole time in the chat room. And I hope this discussion, somebody learned something. I hope it just wasn't an exchange of criticisms from one gender to another. But I hope somebody was enlightened. Somebody had some things they're going to marinate on as they go to sleep tonight and as they go through their week. I just want to say that, I was a man. I'm going to just confess real quick. I was a man when I was young. I ain't going to lie, like any other man. I just wanted to get my dick wet. And I engaged in a lot of casual sex, and I never really even thought to think about the ramifications of a high number of casual sex partners and whatnot. But as you get older, as all of us, we mature, we begin to see things differently, and I've had some relationships where some sexual issues involving other people did come into play, and it negatively affected the relationship. And so I say moving forward as a man or a woman, you got to really think about which is more important, just some momentary sexual pleasure, or if you really want to connect with someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with. And I think if you know that's your goal ultimately, I think it might be worth sacrificing some of those, temporary bed parts for. But anyway, have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. I will let you know through the internet, Facebook, et cetera, if I will have a guest next week or if I will have another open discussion forum. I've been enjoying these open discussion forums. And I thank you for that. And until then, take it easy. I'll see you next Thursday, same time, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central.